Turning now to the allegations about political interference at the ABC, which have dominated the headlines over the past 24 hours. Phil Khoury is political editor with the Financial Review and our regular Thursday commentator. Phil, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
Malcolm Turnbull, we heard earlier, he's been speaking in New York overnight. He spoke to Justin Milne about the ABC's editorial standards, he said, about accuracy and impartiality. He says he never asked for anyone to be fired. Does this give the government some protection from suggestions of political interference at the ABC?
Well, possibly, but I mean, maybe he didn't have to explicitly say he wanted any journalist fired. But clearly from the leaks again today in the Telegraph and the stuff that came out yesterday, that Milne was clearly left in no doubt after these conversations with both the Prime Minister and the Communications Minister that he wasn't going to get his $500 million for his Jetstream project unless he took some action against certain individuals. So, you know, maybe it didn't have to be spelled out for him, but you know, there was no doubt what his view was, as evidenced by these this phone call with Ms. Guthrie that's been revealed today and the email yesterday.
Mm, yeah, it's spreading. I mean, it's not one senior journalist, it's two senior journalists now.
Well, there's also yesterday, Fran, John Fain as well was also, we were reporting that as well, that he was, he was another target of Mr. Milne.
So. And also reports the chairman went directly and spoke to people at Triple J about moving the hottest 100 away from Australia Day.
Malcolm will go ballistic. So, you know, maybe there's an umbilical join there between Milne and the Prime Minister and the Communications Minister. No, I don't think this is going to sort of soften things for the government at all.
While overseas, I think Malcolm Turnbull was asked in that interview, should the chairman resign or step aside? And he said that's up to Justin. Do you think Malcolm Turnbull is trying to distance himself from the chairman? He's a longtime friend of Justin Milne.
Clearly he is. I had a text conversation with Mr. Turnbull yesterday, but he sort of declined to comment. He sort of said pretty much the same things and then declined to comment. He said too that he'd never asked him specifically to do anything. He just, you know, exercised his right to complain. So as he told the reporters last night, clearly he's retired. He's out of it now. It's not really a problem for him, but it's certainly a problem for the existing administration and for the Communications Minister, Mitch Fifield.
And is the internal departmental inquiry going to clear this up, do you think? I mean, Penny Wong was adamant there still need to be something arm's length from the government, a Senate inquiry at the least.
Well, I think we're going to have both, aren't we? So we'll see. I mean, we'll see where they land. The internal inquiry, I assume it's not going to be public. So, and I think I heard somewhere this morning it's not even clear whether it'd be released or not. I assume you'd have to, the pressure being such. The Senate inquiry would be more of a, you know, drag people in and grill them publicly. Will probably be that, you know, I'm sure Ms. Guthrie will turn up. Whether Justin Milne will turn up, I don't know. There'll be a lot of pressure on him to do so. And board members, I would imagine. So that will be the one that will be, you know, more newsworthy, if you like. Yeah. That's one we'll be able to watch and see.
What can the government do, the government of Scott Morrison, do to try and contain this? He's ordered this inquiry. That was the first step he made. Took that quite quickly. There is a Wentworth by-election going on at the moment. How do you think this story might be playing into that?
Oh, terribly, I would imagine. I remember when we had this thing a while ago where the Liberal Party federal executive passed a motion to privatise the ABC, and that was used extensively in the campaign in Mayo, in the Super Saturday campaign in Mayo, where, you know, very similar seat demographically to Wentworth, in terms of sort of, you know, centre right and progressive sort of voters. I can't see this helping David Chalmer one bit, to be honest.
Okay, and Phil, just on another issue, we're speaking there with New South Wales Education Minister Rob Stokes. He's meeting with the Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan tomorrow. Rob Stokes seems to be not for turning. He says he's very supportive of extra money flowing to the Catholic and independent schools, but it's got to be equal treatment. Do you think Scott Morrison's peace plan with the Catholic schools could be in jeopardy?
Fran, I think we'll just have to wait and see, won't we? I mean, both sides have an interest in getting this across the line. They're both Conservative governments, and as you said to Rob Stokes, they've both got elections coming, so no one wants this unresolved, especially going into the new year. So, experience shows they tend to come to agreement on this. I think the bigger problem is probably Victoria and Queensland. I mean, they're agitating too now against this deal. They're Labor administrations, and it might suit Daniel Andrews a lot more to hold this one up than it would Rob Stokes. So I'd be surprised if there's an outcome tomorrow, but again, it's a problem they're going to have to fix.
Phil Khoury, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Phil Khoury is political editor of the Financial Review.